Prayer for Hope, written by Wendy Van Ake and read by Kelly Givens. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Mark 5:35-36. I've often wished I had never heard the words, "Your husband has cancer." They are hope-sucking words. Those four words were the ones Zylan and I heard a few months after marriage. And then two more times in the years since. Each time the doctor has spoken them, I felt God whisper into the dark corners of my heart time and time again, "Just trust me." I don't think anyone likes hearing the phrase, "just trust me," but sometimes that is just what God requires of us. When I'm worried about what is going to happen next, when I'm stressed out over what the doctor's results will say, or when I feel like I have no hope because I can't see my dreams ever being reality, that's when I hear it. Quiet, firm, just trust me. One thing I've learned in the almost 4 years since Zylan's cancer diagnosis is that when the rest of the world says there is no hope, Jesus is standing there saying they're wrong. When everyone else is questioning if Jesus really cares about the hard things we're going through, I listen for his voice declaring, "Don't listen to them, just trust me." If today you're struggling to find hope in dark places and are looking for words to pray, I hope these prayerful words are helpful. Lord, help me to hear you saying, "I am your hope," over all the other voices. Lord, your word says you are the hope for hopeless. So I'm running to you with both hands stretched out and grabbing onto you. Fill me up with hope and give me a tangible reminder today that hope is an unbreakable spiritual lifeline. God, you know those things in my heart that I barely dare to hope for. Today I give them to you. I trust them to you. And I ask for your help because I know that you can do more than I could ever guess, imagine, or request in my wildest dreams. God, you are my hope, and I trust you. Amen. What are you seeking hope for today? No matter your situation, God is waiting to hear from you and to give you unlimited hope and faith.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.